Begins now. And before we get to Aaron Judge, all rise. I have two leftover questions from the previous hour of the program, which if you missed any of it, just check out WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call. That's all. I know some people were getting after Jesse. Maybe there were some technical issues with Wisconsin On Demand yesterday. And when in doubt, blame Jesse.
That was Tuesday. Oh, boy. Oh, what a mess.
Struggle was real.
Well, the new move, right? Is that what's causing you all these problems?
No, maybe.
Jesse looking for a scapegoat there.
I take full responsibility.
That's awfully nice of you. Wisconsin On Demand presented
by Matt LaFleur?
It's my fault that Sammy Watkins pulled his hamstring.
Yep, I'm Trumaning this. Starts with me.
It's the Truman Show. All right, two questions. One, if Homer is going to get after Brewers announcers for saying that the Brewers are, well, now a half game out of the wild card, do we have to get after Jesse, who just said on his ESPN Madison Sports Center that the Brewers are half a game out of the wild card? Because
yes,
that's what they are. Now, does he have to then add, although they do lose the tiebreaker to the Philadelphia Phillies, and add that caveat? What are we expecting from people? Because on its face, even though Homer's getting after people for it, it is factually accurate. We just have to include the tiebreaker information additionally.
Say what they are in the loss column back. Yeah, that's the simple
you and your
way.
Loss and column. Then,
well, that's what it is.
It's
you're
not,
a game
actually.
Back in the loss
no, no,
column.
No, no, no. It's not
no,
about
they
the
are.
No, no.
No, because if they end up tying in the loss column, then
right.
the
They're
Brewers
still gonna
are
lose.
Still going to lose. That's the
it's
point.
The tiebreaker yes, that matters, not the loss column.
The half game is not
so
what's important.
You just like saying loss column, and they're going to have a doubleheader,
that's,
which will eliminate
I do
the
like
loss
saying
column
loss
being a factor.
I do like saying loss column, but they are a game and a half back in the loss column of getting a playoff spot.
No, they're an
but that's
extra
what they are.
Game. They lose the tiebreaker, and they're not going to be a game, a half a game, or a game back in the loss column.
Hey, bro.
Once the Phillies play the doubleheader, so they have the same number of games then.
Yeah, because
bro.
The loss column is what matters.
Oh
that's what
God.
I've been trying to pay.
I quit.
Into you.
Hey, I quit. Next
bro. Bro, they lost the majority of the games to the Phillies this year, and they lost the majority of the games to the Padres this year. So they lose the tiebreaker.
Right. It's the tiebreaker.
That has nothing
that's
to do
problem.
With the fact that the Phillies have to play one extra game. Nothing to do with that.
Okay.
Bro.
What you guys aren't comprehending.
No, we no, it's
77 losses. No, 77 losses is worse than 76 losses. Okay? Then you factor in the tiebreaker. You're in essence saying that the Brewers have 78 losses because the tiebreaker is a lost game.
You are trying so
hard. So they're
hard.
Actually two games back. They need to catch two games in order to actually be ahead of the Philadelphia Phillies. That's what y'all aren't
Tausch,
getting.
When they play better, they will have the same number of games played, and it won't matter anymore.
It's about the loss column.
It's about
the tiebreaker.
It
doesn't matter how many wins they have.
Oh, my Lord. All right,
yeah, the tiebreaker, you need
it's
to be a half
column.
Game
the
better.
The tiebreaker is the head-to-head series from the season.
Jason, do you know, you
Mark.
Don't you want to understand this. Jesse, you'll understand
because
this.
It doesn't
if
make
I'm,
sense, that's
just,
why.
No, I'm going to explain this. I'm going to explain this in layman's terms,
Tausch
okay? And I'm going to bring it to
what
golf.
We call this.
No, I'm going to take it to golf. So if I'm scrambling, if I'm golfing against Jesse and handicap-wise, we're all square, but I give Jesse a half a stroke on number two, and we tie. We'll say, oh, Jesse and Tausch tied. Well, no, we didn't, because he's got a half stroke. Jesse wins the hole.
No.
The same thing with the Phillies and the Brewers. If they tie, well, the tiebreaker is the handicap, the half stroke, so it is a half game. That's what is happening here.
No.
Yes.
You're right about the half stroke, but this would be like saying if we play 18 holes one against another and then we tie our total score, because you won the previous round that we played, you would get the win for this round. That's what we're saying.
What you don't understand
this
is we all understand
exercise in futility is what this is.
We all understand that the Phillies own the tiebreaker. It is not being illustrated by Jesse and others because you want to, just like Aaron Judge now is going to be the home run king. Well, no, he's not, because you want it to be. Brewers fans want to be only a half game back. Hey, we're not. We're in essence a game and a half back because the tiebreaker is owned. So we have to be better than the Phillies. We can't end up with both 78 losses, because if you do, you ain't in the playoffs. So that's why it's another half game, bro. And that's why it has to be one game better, because
it's just a tiebreaker. And it's just the loss column has nothing to do with this.
Lambo Joe.
The loss column has Jesse, can you agree that the loss column has everything to do with
it? It has something to do with it, but not the tiebreaker. The tiebreaker we know goes to the Phillies.
So, Jesse, just wait. Before Jerry Odd and anybody else gets to here, let me ask you this. If the loss column doesn't mean anything, both teams end up with 78 losses, who's in the playoffs?
Because
loss column means something.
Because they own the they'll end up with the same number of losses
and wins.
Yes,
it'd be the same.
Right. So how does
the tiebreaker
matter? They're
So the Brewers have to have one less loss in the loss column to win the division or to win their wild card spot.
You're right.
So the loss column is everything.
They have to also have one more win.
Yes, they need to be better than the Phillies. They cannot be the same as
by
the
half a game.
Oh my God. Lambo Joe on the old National Bank talking text line. This is like listening to the NBA on TNT teaching Shaq about gas mileage.
That is a great, that is an outstanding
And Wildy's gas mileage. No, Wildy's the guy that doesn't understand gas.
You're the one gassing up.
No, I don't. It's the loss column is everything. The Brewers don't own the tiebreaker, so they have to have one less loss than the Philadelphia Phillies. That's it.
They have to have a better record.
That's it.
Than the Phillies, because they lose the tiebreaker. Why does the loss?
They need one less loss.
They need or one more win. They need to have a better record.
No, that's not how it works. You just don't get it.
Luke and Oosberg, I don't think Tausch took statistics at Auburndale High School.
Did ya? Did ya?
Maybe.
Oh, I did not, and I don't need to. I know that if the Milwaukee Brewers are going to be in the playoffs, they will have to have one less loss than the Philadelphia Phillies. That I know. Okay? That's all I've said.
We can land there because he's right. We can all agree on that.
You're really going to let him just continue to skate on this?
I don't know.
What am I skating on?
Oh, boy.
I'm actually right. You're completely wrong.
No. You're literally saying that they have to have one less loss.
Yes.
Which also means they have to have one more win because they lose the tiebreaker.
They play the same amount
of
games.
Get is,
in 2013, the Green Bay Packers won the NFC North because they had one fewer loss than
the loss
column.
Exactly.
Bears, yeah. Because they had a tie and the Bears didn't. So the Packers were 8-7-1. The Bears were 8-8. The Packers won the division because the record is better. In your scenario, though,
because
you're
of the loss column.
Oh my God.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Moving on. My other question.
Wow. What you guys aren't getting about this. Like, I'm dumbfounded. Jason, there were games canceled earlier in the season. And they're trying to re-get all these done?
Make them up.
Yeah, most of them are. Not everybody does. So this is all based off of the loss column. And is what you're saying also somewhat true? Because
the
in order to have
column
one less
factors in, yes, that is also
the
true.
The Brewer, it does, but the loss column is what tells you everything you need to know. Everything.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Because the most recent time that in the NFL, two teams tied at the top of a division was 2020. The Tennessee Titans and the Indianapolis Colts both finished 11-5. Tennessee won the division. The Colts were a wild card. The loss column is the same. if the Packers, right. if the Brewers and the Phillies end up with the exact same record, the win column will be the same and the loss column will be the same. How can you argue that they lose the wild card based on the loss column when the loss column is the same? They lose on the tiebreaker because they lost more games to the Phillies than the Phillies lost to the Brewers. Like, it has nothing to do with the actual.
Nobody's arguing. I'm not arguing
losses.
That.
You are. You really
no,
are.
No, I'm not. If both teams have 78 losses, the Phillies win. So the Brewers have to have one less loss than the Phillies. That's it.
This is like an Abbott and Costello routine. But if they have one less loss, they also have one more win. So you could say they have to have one more win than
Jason,
the Phillies.
Jason, this is what happens throughout the season. And again, I'm trying to go back, and I know you don't follow baseball, but you go back to the beginning of the season when there was labor struggles. Not every game was going to get played. That was always the thing. So you look at the loss column dictates everything because maybe not everybody
but
plays the same amount of games because
now.
Of that.
But every
maybe.
Game is going to get
because this is being done and it's tight, they're going to have to do it. That's why there's a doubleheader. But the bottom line is, if the Phillies and the Brewers have the same amount of losses, the Phillies advance. That's what Homer's been saying, and I agree with him.
Correct. Because it's all about the loss column. Let's get to my other question that I had from the previous hour.
Now, wait a minute. It's going to have to wait because we have someone here who's going to help us learn about the loss column.
Oh. Not if they're going to. You know what that music means. The details aren't exact. And I certainly hope that Uncle Holmes.
I don't understand what you're fighting.
Does not confuse him being right about the Phillies owning the tiebreaker and the Brewers actually being an extra game back because of that tiebreaker with Tausch's preposterous argument about this being about the loss column. It is Steve the Homer True. God, Steve, please help me. Please tell me you're calling to help.
That Steve was awesome. Tausch is similar to me in that forever in baseball, when teams differed, you never worried about the win column because you can't
exactly.
make up a loss. When you've lost, you've lost. Now, if you've played fewer games, you can make up wins by winning those games you need to play to have the same number of games played. However, Tausch, this is like never before in baseball because there's never been a situation, I think, where a tiebreaker determined
exactly
the wins. Therefore, you can have the same number of wins or losses and still lose. And I wish I had said this. In order to make the playoffs, the Brewers have to be one game ahead of Philly. And in this
Correct.
Case, one game column. Ahead means one more win and one less loss. It means both.
Exactly. Yes, that's what I said.
Is correct. You can pick. In this case, you can pick wins or losses. This is not like the baseball that we've looked at for years.
Yeah, I understand.
You always check the loss column because a loss cannot be made up, and a win
can. And you can still, Homer, and you can still do that. And I'm trying to dumb this down because the Phillies have an extra game to play. The loss column is dictating it all the way through. So if the Phillies lose two today, the Brewers are in great shape. But it still comes back to the losses. You don't have to worry about all the other stuff. The Phillies have to play the same amount of games. The losing,
Correct.
if the Phillies have the same amount of losses, they win. If the Brewers have to have one less loss at the end of the season, then and if you want to say, well, they also have to have one more win, well, then it gets a little more complicated. All you really have to look at is the end of the season when they say it's over.
No,
the Phillies have 78 losses. The Brewers have 78 losses.
It's exactly the same. It's exactly the same in this case. It's not a little more complicated. When you play the same number of games,
and they haven't yet, and they have not yet.
Fewer losses. What?
They haven't yet.
They have not played the same amount of games.
Yet.
So for people looking at it today, if you look at it on September 29th, all you look
Correct.
At is the Brewers are a game behind in the loss column. So they're really two games behind. That's all I've said. And at the end of the year, when everything is, the dust is settled, look and see. Hey, the Phillies have 78, Brewers have 78. See you later. Deuces be, the Brewers go home. That's all I've said.
That's not okay. Really
and
that
Jason, is true.
Jason, yeah. I won't say Willie. Jason, I tried.
I appreciate your attempts to help.
Big Head Johnny in Menominee Falls. Tausch obviously said deuces be to math class.
You guys aren't understanding.
No, we're understanding.
You guys aren't understanding. We're saying the same thing. We're both saying the same thing. You're using wins. I'm using losses. Losses are more important in this case. As we sit here, since the Phillies and Brewers don't have the same amount of games played at this date, losses is more important.
As the crow flies,
it is.
Right now, the Phillies are 83-71. The Brewers are 83-72. Once the Phillies play their doubleheader, the loss column discussion goes deuces B.
Yes,
but
that's not where we're at today.
For the last 15 minutes,
That's not where we're at today.
That's not what. Okay.
We've given Maggie in Georgia a headache.
She's not the only one. I love you, man, but holy cow. You're right. That's not where we are today. That was a spirited debate. I hope we flush and flesh the loss column. As our Gordon Flesh Company, flesh it or flush it. Do you want to do that? I feel like we already flushed and fleshed based on what you.
I'm irritated because I have a lot of people.
No.
I have people texting me that are typically on my side on arguments saying Wildy's right. We're both right.
No, that's
my point.
That's got to sting.
No, it does sting because I don't think people. Do you understand that I understand if the Brewers have one more win that they get in? But in that same case, they have one less loss. That's the point I'm trying to make.
You know what that means? That means they have a better record. That's how standings work.
Nice win last night, though. Devin Williams.
It's a great win.
Snuck out of there.
I blame this on the Brewers announcers for not shooting straight with us and just letting us know that we're right now two games back. As the crow flies.
Woodruff was dealing.
We're not a half game back.
Caratini, big dagger hit.
It's huge,
there.
Yeah.
Do we need a two-game swing as we sit here right now?
You know what you need? You need to get your snow thrower.
Do we need a two-game
tuned
swing?
Tuned up before it snows.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Thank you.
Because of the loss column.